Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Barely 2 weeks after the U.S. polls closed in an election, he is now projected to lose. President Donald Trump took to Twitter to fire the official responsible for spearheading efforts to secure the vote. Trump late Tuesday berated the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Christopher Krebs, for making what he called a highly inaccurate statement about the election, alleging the November 3rd presidential election was marred by massive improprieties and fraud. Krebs responded to his firing on social media, saying he was honored to serve and that his team did it right. The Pentagon announced hundreds of U.S. troops will be coming home in the weeks to come, following President Trump's order to remove about 2,000 service members from Afghanistan and 500 troops from Iraq before next year's U.S. presidential inauguration. Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller told reporters on Tuesday, by January 15th, there will be 2,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan and a similar total in Iraq by the same date. Both Republican and Democrats in Congress have expressed skepticism about the president's decision to withdraw troops at this time. Nicaraguans picked through the broken remains of their hurricane-ravaged homes on Tuesday, while Iota was downgraded to a tropical storm as it continued its advance across Central America, just weeks after Hurricane Ida devastated parts of the region. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. medical establishment is urging President Trump to share critical COVID-19 data with projected President-elect Joe Biden's team or risk needless deadly lags in tackling the pandemic. The Biden team has been trying to devise a coordinated national coronavirus strategy. And the open letter from three leading healthcare organizations came as more state and local governments are scrambling separately to try to tamp down on a COVID-19 surge threatening to overwhelm hospitals across the country. Health officials have warned that greater social mixing and indoor gatherings during the upcoming holiday travel season, combined with the onset of the virus. The U.S. city of New Orleans canceling the Mardi Gras parades next February, as the coronavirus continues to surge across the country. A spokesperson for the city said Tuesday that the celebrations, which were scheduled to take place on February 16th next year, cannot happen with current levels on outdoor gatherings. Also Tuesday, U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley announced that he has tested positive for the coronavirus. The 87-year-old senator from Iowa wrote on Twitter he would continue to quarantine, according to the Centers for Disease Control guidelines. A day earlier, in his home state, the governor ordered all indoor gatherings to be limited to 15 people and mandated mask wearing for people who were unable to social distance. The states of Maryland and Ohio also imposed 10 p.m. curfews on bars and restaurants Tuesday, but Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert, called Tuesday for a more uniform approach to fighting the virus. During the past week, the United States has recorded an average of nearly 150,000 new cases per day, according to Johns Hopkins University. The country has registered more than 11.3 million total cases during the pandemic, the most in the world. And President Trump announced on Twitter, rather Ethiopia's prime minister, I should say, on Tuesday said the final crucial military push in the rebellious region Tigray will take place in the coming weeks. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, Africa's youngest leader, launched a military offensive against the Tigray regional government last week after regional forces attacked an army base in the region. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. We'll be right back.